Heavenly Father, what a terrific word that is to us, of how much you love us, how deeply you care for us, how much you've given for us. And so what wells up within us is a desire to rejoice. Our soul is lifted up and rejoices to give you praise. And so, Father, as we gather together this morning, as your people, as your body, we give thanks to you in recognition for your love, deep and abiding love, the salvation that is ours through your Son, Jesus Christ, that bonds us together as brothers and sisters. Thank you for that wonderful gift, Lord. And so may this morning and all that we do and say bring glory and honor to you. And it's in your name we give thanks. Amen. Well, have a seat, please. Well, today is Ministry Connections Sunday, previously known as Ministry Fair, with the E on the end of fair, which made everybody confused. So we're just going to try and call it something new. It's Ministry Connections Sunday, and we are just so glad about that. And for me, it actually is one of my favorite days of the year because it gives us an opportunity to see God's wonderful handiwork in us and among us as a church body. And if you were to ask 10 different people, what do you believe is the purpose and calling of us as Christians and us as a church, you would more likely than not get 10 different answers. This passage or that passage will reflect a little bit on who we are and what we're called to do, but I think we can all agree at the heart of our calling is to love God and to love one another. This is what Jesus said. When he was asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. We are loved so much, and we are called to share that love. And not just to share any love, but to share the love of God. But how do we do that? How can we love like God? Well, this kind of extraordinary love was expressed in the life and the ministry of Jesus. And he says we're able to do the same kind of love to those around us. He says this, I am the vine and you are the branches. And if you remain in me and I in you, then you will bear much fruit. You see, our fruitfulness comes from him. His presence within us allows us to become like him. And in a day in which we see so many ministry tables and so many ministry opportunities, it's easy to get lost in the fact that ministry happens out of my activity. Ministry happens out of what I choose to say, what I choose to do, and it all has to come from some deep resource within me that has nothing to do with God. But that's not right. Our ministry has everything to do with God. He is the one. It's his life within us that allows us to love like him. Because we as a church are not an organization. Our church is not a building. Our church is not a religious club put together for the benefits of its members, right? We are called by God to be his body, to live out his presence within us. And we don't do that in our own strength. He's given us his gifts. Let me remind you of Ephesians 4. Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. From him, the whole body, that's you and me, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The Apostle Paul compares the church to a human body. It says every organ is distinct and unique in what it does. And for the body to thrive, every part of the body must use its gifts. You know, you may be aware of some churches that kind of view church, the model for church governance and church expression, like that of a tour bus, where the pastor's the tour bus driver, doing all the directing, doing all everything, and the congregation are like those sitting in the tour seats with their hands folded on their lap, watching the world go by. I'm so glad that our church is not like that. The tables outside go to show that. We believe strongly and have a strong history and a deep conviction of the ministry of the saints, that each of us, you, me, everyone who's a child of God has been given gifts by him to express his glory, to build up the body of Christ, to express love for him and love for others in so many different ways. And as I reflect on that truth, as I look around at the tables outside, and as I read the brochure, and y'all have one of these, right? I can't help but respond in three different ways. It just kind of wells up within me that I want to share with you, and I encourage and invite you to respond similarly. The first thing, as I hear these words of the scripture, as I see the tables outside, as I look at the brochure with all the ministries here, I can't help but rejoice. Rejoice at the way that God is at work in and among us. In so many ways, with so many people, the Lord is reaching out and building up. And he's using you, and he's using me to do it. Lives are being touched from the very young to the very old. I mean, if you were to look around, we've got infants and toddlers and grade schoolers and junior highers and high schoolers, college 20-something, empty nesters, Mandarin speakers, English speakers, Hebrew readers. I mean, you name it, right? We've got it. We have special ministries to boys, to girls, to men, to women, to singles, to married. We have opportunities to minister locally within our community as well as internationally. Romania and India and Mexico, Russia even, right? God is alive and at work among us, and I can't help but rejoice because of it. Now, there's no question there's always more people that we can reach. There's always more ministries that we can come up with, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. But the very first thing I see and I reflect on is not what we're not doing, but what we are doing because of God's good work in us. And I hope you see that. And I hope what you see is love. Because out there is love. Love in action. Love for God the Father and love for others. And that's what each of these ministries have in common. So when you walk around, I want you to soak it all in. And as you do, just rejoice at the amazing, wonderful Heavenly Father that you have. Well, the second thing I want to encourage you to do is to pray. Pray not only for the people that are being touched by these different ministries. Pray not only for those who are doing the ministries, who are using their gifts already and actively involved. But I want you to pray for yourself and the way that the Lord might be leading you to become involved in one of these ministries. And then I'd like your prayer to kind of turn into encouragement. Because every table with every leader needs your prayers and needs your encouragement. Whether one of the tables is a ministry that you're going to be interested in being involved in or not, what you can do for sure is to pray for them and to let them know that they're not alone in that ministry. And whether it's a handshake or a hug or a high five, you can encourage those at the tables. And you can talk to them for a brief moment and just say, how can I be praying for you? What are the needs of your ministry? How can I encourage you? How can I pray for you? So not only rejoice, but pray. And third is to connect. You know, we're not created to live isolated from one another by any stretch of the imagination. And if God is our common Heavenly Father, then you and I are brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, right? We are brothers and sisters. We are connected at the deepest level possible. And so we operate together as a family. And yet I know for many of you, particularly if the only time that you gather together as a family of God is on a Sunday morning in this large group setting, it can be hard and difficult to feel like a family sometimes, right? So my encouragement to you is, the very first thing is to get plugged in, particularly in a small group setting of some kind. So if you're not currently involved in a home fellowship group, I'm going to invite you, as soon as you go through those straight doors, go right to the home fellowship table. Put your name down. I'll connect with you. We will find a good place for you. A small group setting in which you can, in a more intimate setting, draw closer to the Lord, study the scriptures, be in community, find encouragement and prayer and support and healing with one another. Small groups is key for that. I'd like to encourage you to do that. Secondly, any ministry is a smaller setting than what we have right here. And so as you minister in these different ministries as part of a team, you get to use your spiritual gifts, you get to connect with one another while using those gifts for the benefit of others, and you begin to build that sense of connection with each other. So whether it's in a home fellowship group, whether it's in a ministry itself, you have the opportunity to connect with one another. And I'm just so excited because so many of the different ministries that you see out there was not the idea of an elder or a pastor, but it was you, the Lord leading you. And so there are a variety of established ministries we have here at PBC. But as the Lord leads you, as you offer yourself to the Lord, I'm going to invite you to ask yourself, what is your passion? What is your passion? How is the Lord directing you to love him and to love others? And let that passion, let that love for God and others motivate you to move out into a new ministry that we haven't even thought of yet. And that's why you'll see in the ministry brochure a little line item called New Ministry. I was thinking about calling that your ministry. I decided to call it New Ministry. But if you have a passion that the Lord is leading you in a certain direction to love him, to love others, it's not already out there as a table, then make an appointment with me. I'd love to pray with you and listen to you and encourage you and build you up and equip you, help you in any way that I can to pursue your passion to love God and to love others. There are a few new ministries out there that you can think about. We've got the adoption ministry, which is wonderful. The kids club at Collins, an amazing opportunity we have to reach out to the kids club just locally here with these students and the parents in our own community. The visual arts fellowship. These are just a few of the new things that are happening and going on at our church that I'd love to draw your attention to. And let me also encourage you that you don't necessarily have to start big. You can start small. And if God is in it, there's no ministry too big and no ministry too small. You know, one of our Sunday morning ministries is the food that happens every day. And we have a team that does that. And Chris Tamey came up to me the other day and said, you know what? I don't know who it is, but I have a cinnamon roll angel. Every Sunday, they don't sign up, but every Sunday, when that table is there, before I even get there, there's a box of cinnamon rolls. I don't know who it is. But when they go to the grocery store and they do their own groceries, they buy an extra box of cinnamon rolls. So every Sunday morning, they bring and drop it off. I can't tell you how much of an encouragement that was to her, just to know that someone participates. Here in the music ministry, you may think, oh, I never can be involved in music because I don't have any sort of musical talent. Well, let me tell you, the music ministry has a table, and they're looking for folks who can help set up and take down the stage for worship services, not only on Sunday mornings, but special events. What a great way to serve, behind the scenes. And so whatever your gift is, we've got a place for you to use it. Not so that we can benefit necessarily individual, but as a whole, as a body of Christ, as a community, as a family, we will benefit. The Lord will be glorified because you, as an individual, use your gifts. So rejoice, pray, and connect. And above all, remember that we do it for the Lord. Let me finish our time with this reading from 1 Peter. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. And if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, this morning we are just overwhelmed with gratitude for you. We see it not only in the words of the songs and hymns that we've sung. We see it not only in the words of the scripture. We see it in a very tangible form outside these very walls. How you have called us to be your ambassadors. That we are your children, loving you, loving others, whether it's at home or at work, in our neighborhood, in our church. And so, Father, I just ask that you would fill us up with your love. Help us to respond to our passion as you lead us, Lord, that we may bring glory to you, build up your church, and may we do all of it, Father, simply because we want to lift up your name. And it's in your name we do give thanks. Amen.